Attention Walmart shoppers, we wanted to announce some deals that may possess you with an unwavering desire to shop till you drop dead. But if you make your way to the toy aisle, you'll notice that we have some amazing deals. The levitating bouncing balls, buy one, get the second one half off. We can't guarantee that they will levitate in your home, but they certainly, for some reason, levitate within this aisle. Two, we also have our restock of our Ouija boards. Since Halloween is right around the corner, these are perfect for sleepovers, quinceañeras, and of course, the fabulous Halloween block party. What better way to celebrate Halloween than to summon spirits and also possibly Zozo, right? Now, keep in mind that the holy water and exorcisms are sold separately, but if you do buy one right now, you do get a small demon for free. And please be sure to check out our section of haunted Victorian dolls. They come with everything, from hats to even possessions, stocking socks, and a beautiful floral or even a taffeta dress. They're perfect, especially if you're waking up in the middle of the night with your sleep apnea. They're just sitting on your chest, making sure that you breathe properly or not. Make your neighbors scream with envy with our spooky snacks that you could find in aisle 9. Also, there is a cleanup on aisle 5. We ask that you please avoid this aisle, considering that it is covered with ectoplasm. Our in-house ghost tends to be a little messy, and we don't want you to become another ghost if you're walking around there and you trip and you break your neck. We have quite a few ghosts as it is already. We're also happy to announce that our garden and retail section is finally open. Last week it was closed because someone for some reason decided to open a wormhole, and we were able to get professionals to come in and close that off. Okay, shoppers, don't be afraid to embark on a supernatural shopping adventure. We hope that you survive this haunted retail experience.
Happy almost Halloween, all you holly weirdos. Let's put on some comfortable shoes, grab your recyclable bags as we make our way to a few haunted Walmarts and Ralph's supermarkets in and around the Los Angeles area. Yes, we thought, why not talk about a few of some of the most haunted supermarkets and Walmarts in California? We have everything here. We've tackled haunted theaters, haunted hospitals, haunted sound stages, and even haunted sanatoriums. So let's get down to the business of talking about haunted Walmarts and supermarkets. These places have everything from killer yellow sticker deals to shadowy figures lurking through the aisles, unexplainable flickering lights, and the unexplainable whispers echoing throughout the massive stores. There's no shortage of hair-raising stories to send shivers down your spine. Let's recount former Walmart workers and shoppers who have had personal encounters with these retail specters. And we'll explore the history behind these haunted locations, uncovering the tragic events that may have left lingering spirits trapped within these walls. We even talk about a haunted supermarket that was built over a famous sanatorium in La Crescenta that used to treat Hollywood stars and their addictions. It gets crazy, it gets weird, but most of all, it gets Holly weird. So you already know the drill. Grab that salt or that salt lamp. Sprinkle that circle of salt around you. Maybe grab some spooky snacks from your nearby haunted supermarket or Walmart, because we're about to get Holly weird in California's most haunted Walmarts and supermarkets. Hey guys, happy almost Halloween. We're like halfway there.
We are almost there.
This is our May, Bryce. Remember how when this was October is now our May, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
At least we can enjoy something during this crazy month, but is a good crazy. Like, there's so many things going on, so many crazy things too, since Friday the 13th has recently passed. And there was like, it was just like a comedy of errors that day and this entire week. How's it been?
There was a moment when it was like the eclipse was happening and Friday the 13th, but like, what? What's going on? What's happening here? I mean, calm down.
I know people are just going crazy. I went to get gas at Costco. There was like a fight happening. I'm like, what is going on? And it's just been just out of alignment. It just feels like the universe is just slightly out of an alignment, on a tilt or something. But
this is the way.
Yes, that's just the way of the world for this month. But we decided to add a little humor to this whole entire Friday the 13th mess. Some of you guys have been wanting us to do haunted supermarkets in Walmart, California. Oh, yes. As we will continue to do some more of these unusual haunted shops. Now, we all know about the haunted former Toys R Us.
Yes.
Up north in California, that is now an REI. So we'll touch on that in a later episode. But we wanted to go down this like beaten path and talk about these unusual haunted Walmarts and Ralph's supermarkets because they're pretty interesting. And I mean, I'm just going through the rabbit hole of several locations. It's been very, very, very fulfilling. So we're going to take you guys to several exotic places in and around Los Angeles. And the first place that we're going to go to is just right around the corner from me and Bryce. It's Panorama City.
Yes.
It's famous for a closed down Kmart and a...
Is there any other kind?
I know, serious. It's famous for an Aldi that is right across the street from a Starbucks and a Walmart that was a former Broadway store. It was a department store called Broadway, and it closed down, I want to say, a couple decades ago, and now it's been transitioned into a super Walmart. It's right next to El Gallo Giro, which is a great place to go get some burritos and conchas and a cafecito. Yeah, that's pretty exotic. That's the most exotic place we're going to go to right now.
I love it.
So there is something very unusual within this Walmart in Panorama City, guys. It is known to be quite haunted, apparently. Apparently, it's haunted. Have you ever set foot into... seriously. Have you ever set foot into a haunted Walmart, Bryce?
Again, I'm really going to stick to my guns on that one. I think that all Walmarts, look, in the town that I used to go to school in, the only things that were open past like 10 p.m. was the Walmart and the Steak and Shake. And you're going to see some crazies no matter what. Like, there's nowhere else for them to go. So, yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen anything extraterrestrial or paranormal in a Walmart, but I've definitely seen some things that were outside the scope of explanation, for sure.
Right. Yeah, same here. When I lived in Texas, that was the place to go. We called it the Reunion Mart because whenever we came back, we would always run into people from high school.
Always.
Or they were working out of there, which was so interesting. But yeah, I was haunted by friends of my high school past in a Walmart. That's the only thing I've been haunted by ever walking into a Walmart before.
That is its own like skill set. Like you wouldn't realize you see someone and you try and like avoid them, and then like inevitably you like run into them. I hate it so much.
Well, let's grab your cart. I'll bring my recyclable bags, and we're going to step inside the automatic doors of this Panorama City Walmart. So there's a Walmart in Panorama City where people say they see a ghost on the third story floor. So voices and whispering coming from the empty aisles, customers and employees saying things will often fall off the shelves. But before the building was ever a Walmart, like I said before, it was a department store called Broadway. And according to reports, and this is actually something I found in the Los Angeles Times in 1985, a 15-year-old boy named Jarrell Beezer and two of his friends got stuck in the elevator of this Broadway store. And they tried... No. Oh, yeah. You kind of know, like, the soon-to-be final destination moment is approaching with the story. So they tried climbing out through the top, and as Beezer was getting out, the elevator turned back on and crushed him to death.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so that is a real account. And the reason why I bring that up, it is terrible. And he was so young, 15 years old. And the reason why I bring this up is because, one, there is a death on this location, but there have been many reports that people have often seen and heard a woman around the third floor and second floor of this building, and they've often seen her apparition. Although it was a boy who died in 1985, people for some reason see this woman. So some speculate that there could be multiple ghosts, or that is the mother of the boy who died, maybe. Who knows? Maybe it's some sort of psychodrama of what people are bringing into this Walmart. Who knows? Oh, yeah. But then again, Panorama City is also kind of is to this very day kind of a violent place. I've also researched the location and around the location of that Walmart, and there's been quite a few murders and bodies that have been found nearby this Walmart. I think it was in the late 90s or in the early 2000s, they found pieces of a human body several blocks away from this Walmart in a neighborhood. Yeah, it goes on and on. Like, the violent cases that I found near this location is unimaginable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there have been some efforts to see what is on the third floor of this Walmart. So I don't know if some of you guys, or maybe you, Bryce, have heard of the YouTuber Shane Dawson, Garrett Watts, and Drew Monson. So they all have a knack for the creepy, the paranormal, and they're also a bit of conspiracy theorists. So they took a trip a couple years ago to this Walmart in Panorama City, and they wanted to see if there were any paranormal activities that would take place. They were to do a quick walkthrough. Because most reports and sightings claim that the activity happens on the third floor, they went inside the elevator and had pressed the number 3 button because the Walmart has blocked off people from entering the third floor. They realized that it was blocked off and decided to stop on the second floor and attempt to go up to the third floor by the escalators. When Dawson asked a customer if there was a third floor, he replied, "No, there's no third floor. There used to be, but a long time ago, they closed it down." And when they approached an employee with the same question, she responded that there is a third floor with a little girl haunting it and customers aren't allowed up there. So now the story gets a little weird and it gets a little deeper as they continued around the store asking other employees about the alleged activity. Some employees mentioned a fourth floor where an old business was being run out of, and the desks and other supplies haven't left that location, apparently. And the employees mentioned a creepy feeling that they get when they go up there. So there's a lot of other stories and apparitions that people have claimed to hear out of this Walmart. Supposedly there has been footage that they had captured on CCTV cameras after closing of some weird movements and apparitions, but nothing that has been confirmed that it's a little girl or a woman apparition.
Right.
There's something weird that does happen around that Walmart. So who knows if it's something that could be an egregore that people have like run with a legend, because now in the very beginning, this legend started with a woman that had met her death in this elevator shop, but it actually turned into a boy who actually met his death at this one specific Walmart within the elevator shaft.
Right.
But who knows? And when in doubt, just go next door to El Gallo Ido and get yourself a cafecito. Sweet bread.
Yeah.
Fine, right?
And also, just never climb through that elevator. Like,
I know.
No.
Every time I see a movie where they have like scenes like that, like the elevator's like, well, we can get out through the shaft or the... No. That is already setting the scene for something really bad to happen.
Yeah,
I'll take my chance in the stuck elevator.
An old episode of, I think it's The Office.
No.
And they get stuck in the elevator and everyone's like, just climb out, it's fine. And like, I think it's Pam. Like, no, I don't want to, because I don't want to get like cut in half. I've had a girl. Good job, Pam. Fuck no.
Oh God, that is my fear. Worst ways to die. And there have been accidents of people who have been decapitated that way. Or been crushed that way. Oh, no. Thank you. Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. My grandparents used to have an elevator in their house. And I just think about that now. I would not ride that now. Because, like, who installed that? I'm sure some company. But, like, it was just, like, a little box with, like, a cage. It was not safe. There's no way that was safe. And, like, thank God nothing ever happened. Like, we weren't really supposed to ride it anyway. But, like, I would every once in a while. And, like, I think about that now, it's like, oh, God,
What if I would have been like my legs sticking out, my head sticking? No. Mm-mm.
I used to like drag my finger along the wall through the gate. Like, you're just asking to get your finger chopped off. Like, what are you doing?
Bryce Blank Fire? What?
Yeah. Well, I was so young. Yeah, no.
I would not.
I get it. Cause you're like, well, I'm stuck and like I should try and crawl out, but like, no.
That was no bueno. That was not a good idea. Looking
that's
sad. Back.
It's obviously not in a victim blaming way. That's actually, it's so tragic. I just mean like, oof, do not do it. It's also very weird. I've never been to a Walmart that had multiple floors. I've always just been to like, right? The super centers.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like, looking back at, like, I was looking at pictures of the Broadway department, and I was told that there was a third floor that was pretty much the offices and stuff, okay, and where they would hold a lot of the storage, and then they closed it off, and it's been it's always remained closed, apparently, but I've never heard of the fourth floor. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting to see a Walmart, especially there, that has a second level, but...
Yeah, it's so weird.
I've been to that Walmart several times, and it's a trek, and it's a like the further down you go in that Walmart, the more, I don't know, energy you start to feel. I don't know how to explain it, but it feels creepy, and I feel like the people get more and more aggressive when they don't get their, you know, yellow sticker deals, and Walmart on a Sunday will forever instill fear in me. I refuse to go on a Sunday.
No,
going to Costco on a weekend. Yes. All right, we're going to go to another exotic place. We're going to go to a haunted Walmart in Oxnard. And this this one is of a story of the Bloody Girl. And this one is a really interesting tale. So many workers of this Oxnard Walmart claim that this Walmart is haunted by the spirit of a young girl who appears between the ages of 7 and 8 years old. And the shocking thing about this apparition is how she appears to the living. So according to the legend of this Oxnard Walmart, the land where this Walmart stands was a vacant piece of land or farmland where the body of a little girl was found. And ever since this Walmart was built, many workers would start to notice her, mainly in the toy aisle, and oftentimes hear her laughing and running after hours. So according to the firsthand reports, she appears to be of Mexican-American descent, and she likes to play in the toy aisle. What little kid doesn't?
Exactly.
Especially with those damn toys that go off with all the lights.
Yeah.
Of course. It's like you're going to get activity in the toy aisle because ghosts, for some reason, like to mess with things that are loud and illuminate big lights, right?
Yeah.
Of course, annoying little effers. So employees and patrons, they are. They're like, you want me to annoy the crap out of you?
No, I'd like to do my book. Thank you.
We put on this toy. Look, battery's not included. Well, this bitch ain't got no battery, so here we go.
Oh, God.
Employees and patrons alike who have seen her have said that she usually roams around the girls' toys, but can often be seen playing with the trucks and such as well. Now, those who spot her often are greeted with a smile, and her appearance is quite disturbing. She is often seen with her eyes looking of a milky white color. Her entire body from her mouth down is covered in blood. According to one customer...
Oh, my God, no.
And you know, Halloween theatrical makeup around the toy aisle. So that is not fake blood. That is like, damn, Walmart has everything.
Truly.
Ouija boards, toys that go off, balls that levitate. And then here you have a bloody apparition of a little girl. Perfect. According to this customer on this hauntedplaces.org website, people can go on here and even write their experiences at certain locations around the U.S., So according to this one customer, the first time I saw her, I just about died and went up to Jesus. I thought it was some kid who had hurt herself. And when I saw her, she smiled at me before disappearing. And I realized that I was actually looking at.
No. That's.
Your face is priceless. What would you do if you ever see something like that? Yeah, I like to know what you would do. What would Bryce do?
Well, if I thought it was the real child, like how that story just said, then yeah, I would try and see if it was okay and get help. But if it just disappeared, I'm out. No.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You're just like, no, I'm done.
But yeah, if it was a real child.
Everything in the cart.
I'm pretty good in a crisis usually, so I would be fine for that. But if it disappeared, fuck no.
Right. I don't know. Before I would probably leave. I would probably run out, but I'd be like, wait, hold on. I'm going to grab my bag of Cheetos and my Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, you got to
go through the self-checkout. Yeah, I got to get the goods. Got to get snacks to stress eat from the trauma of what I just saw right there. Right. So, yes, if you have ever gone to this Oxnard Walmart and seen the bloody girl, let us know at hollyweirdparanormal@gmail.com.
Yes. Because
I've had a lot of people tell me that they felt some weird vibes in that place and that they heard laughing and running when no one was around them in the toy aisle. But no one has ever said that they've actually seen the apparition. Sure. But according to another website, Shadowlands.com, apparently one of the workers had noticed in the CCTV footage that they had seen what looked like in the far right of frame, there is what looks like a manifestation of a humanoid figure. I'm going to post it on our Instagram. Wow. It's kind of like Bryce says, it's one of those things where you have to squint to see the Bigfoot. But apparently there is some sort of a weird manifestation on the far right corner. So you guys can let us know what you think. Once you see it, post it on our Instagram after this episode is aired. But it kind of looks like something there, but it's not 100%, clear. It's a little fuzzy, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to move from haunted Walmarts to haunted Ralphs. We just have them all here in California, especially the haunted Toys R Us. And that will definitely be another episode, guys. Yeah. We'll get there soon. Let's travel to the Ralphs in Santa Ana, located off of Chapman Avenue, where it is believed that the break room at this location is haunted. So according to Shadowlands.com, workers of this Ralphs have claimed that the break room of this location has a lot of crazy poltergeist-like activity and weird apparitions. So workers of this Ralphs claim that they've seen apparitions of shadow figures around the break room. And I quote from Shadowlands.com, you ready for this? Oftentimes they have seen large men floating around the room.
I'm not curious at that. Could be worse.
I mean, that is that is WeHo on a Thursday night. That's
really, I could think of worse things to have floating around your room for sure. That's fair. But the thing is like, can I just be on my break too? Like, you have to do this in the break room. Like, can you bother me when I'm not on my time? Thank you.
Right.
Worker solidarity.
I'm trying to sit here with my Diet Pepsi, my Cheez-Its, or my Cheetos.
Yeah, go bother the Walton family. Leave me alone.
Seriously, they look like a family that could certainly be haunted for sure, or even possessed.
Or taxed. Like, honestly, I would just settle for taxed. But if they want to be haunted by big ghosts, that's fine too. Not on my break.
By taxes, there we have it.
Truly, not my breaks.
So, based on my research of the property, I couldn't find anything in the records aside from the property being built in 1970. However, what I noticed on the map is that this Ralphs is a hop, skip, jump away from Old Town Santa Ana, which is also steeped with a lot of haunted history. So who knows if some of that has found its way to the Ralphs market? I don't know, but I haven't found any other accounts in regards to any other weird hauntings within this specific supermarket. But there is one that we're definitely going to cover right now. We're going to head on over from Santa Ana, which is a big drive, to La Crescenta. And that is actually almost right around the corner from both of us.
Yeah.
So there's a Ralph in La Crescenta that was actually built over a former sanatorium that treated a few famous Hollywood. Girl, when I heard about this, and then I was like, let me research. The first mother flipping click, I was like, you're kidding me. These people did on this property. What have we mentioned time and time again? No. There's so many layers upon layers and layers. And you would never believe, like, this big famous sanatorium was on this one ground where this Ralph sits.
Oh,
fresh face.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta love California.
I know. I mean, as we've seen recently with the city loves to do, bulldoze history. So according to Bill Lawler of the La Crescenta Valley Weekly, the Ralphs in La Crescenta is built directly over a former site of the Kimball Sanatorium, an insane asylum that ran from the mid-1920s up until 1960. It was torn down and the shopping center rose in its place. Now, the asylum's origins range back. I know, let's tear it down for a Ralph's. Perfect. The asylum's origins range back to around 1925 when the Kimball family purchased a looming old Victorian home on a large parcel of land at Foothill Boulevard and Raymond Avenue. So they purpose-built several cottages for calmer patients, but for the violent ones, they built a cement block house featuring padded cells and wall-mounted restraints.
Wow.
Get this, Bela Lugosi is said to have received treatment for morphine addiction here, and tragic film star Frances Farmer spent 9 months here. It's been proven that she's been been treated here for 9 months, receiving brutal insulin shock therapy. The main house would have been toward the rear of today's Ralph's, while the block house would have been about where the store's bakery is today. And according to Bill, he supposed this sets the stage nicely for some hauntings. And indeed, according to his research and his interviews, there's a slew of hauntings and firsthand accounts. So there are quite a lot of spooky stories that have derived from workers and customers from this Ralph. So former employees, mostly those who work the night shift stocking shelves, claim that they hear someone whispering in their ears as they work. Visual sightings of ghosts have been almost entirely of a lone woman. She is sometimes described as a blonde woman and other times as a woman wearing a long white wedding dress. And in two cases, a worker followed the woman. Reportedly, she walked down the aisle to the back of the store, then ascended a staircase in the back room. In both reports, the woman disappeared when she reached to the top. The woman has been seen in the back rooms by others, but there is even one longtime female employee who reported that for 10 years, she had regular conversations with the ghostly woman. And it was not reported what they talked about, but according to this worker, she and her, in this, I guess, claimed apparition were BFFs.
Yes. It's crazy.
They were swapping pie recipes. They were
going on. Well, it's just like that idea of like, you can, I don't know, I think you find people that you gravitate towards. So why would that not be the case?
I know.
Dimensions, yeah.
It's really cool because I'm wondering if it's like a parallel dimension here, or maybe she really is like very sensitive to make communication with this, you know, said apparition.
Yeah.
Now, could this be the ghost of the blonde actress Frances Farmer? After her movie and stage career spiraled into personal chaos in 1943, she was held at Kimball Sanatorium for 9 months of repeated insulin shock therapy before she escaped. From there, she was committed to a mental hospital in the state of Washington, where, according to her autobiography, she was, and trigger warning with these words, raped and brutalized. The wedding dress Farmer was married three times and tragically divorced from her cheating first husband just before her stay in Kimball. Now, the only sighting of a man where people have seen him was pretty much at night. The night workers were one day sweeping up the floors in the floral section, and they were backing up as they worked. They bumped into someone. When they turned around, they were confronted by a man with no face. Obviously, these two workers fled the spot. They dropped their mops, they dropped their brooms, and they like bolted out of there. And reportedly would never work in that area again. Other paranormal activity in the store includes freezer doors that open and close on their own and storage room doors that swing open when there's no wind. One night, one worker reported that during a power outage, he braved a visit to the restroom in the back room. And while in there, he heard a locker door slam loudly. No one else was back there, and this particular locker was never used. But then something else weird would happen, loud scratching and knocking coming from the next aisle where no one was working. Could this possibly been one of the spirits of the patients locked in the padded cells, scratching at the walls. Oh, because apparently when the sanatorium, I know it's scary, when the sanatorium closed in the 60s, people did a walkthrough after it was closed and they noticed that some of the walls and in these padded cells had tears and scratches.
Oh,
isn't that, yeah, isn't that terrible?
That is bleak.
Yeah, and even researching more into the Kimball, it was a positive place in the very beginning, and then within time, it got more and more aggressive, and it turned out that a lot of their patients, especially the violent ones, were often quite mistreated and abused.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Stanford Prison Experiment, when you have complete control over people with very little checks and balances.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Now, I'm sure people are screaming over the computer or their phones, like, but what about the haunted Walmart in Texas? So, yeah, there is a haunted Walmart, a very, very haunted Walmart in Texas, where it was on the site of a former orphanage that was washed away in the early 1900s.
Don't build things on abandoned orphanages.
Now we got haunted sanatoriums, but Galveston almost beat us. They almost have us neck and neck with this haunted orphanage. No, this orphanage that once stood in this land. And it's a crazy story, too. So there's many places in Galveston, because it went through a horrific hurricane in the early 1900s that left so much devastation and so much death, one of them being in this location of this orphanage, where I believe it was a total of 8 to 9 children, along with 2 to 3 nuns, all were killed in this horrific hurricane. And then, of course, you know, within time, boom, whenever there's a big empty plot of land, a Walmart or supermarket has to be put into its place. And ever since then, the workers of this Walmart have been experiencing the apparition and hauntings of children, specifically in the toy area. I would die if I see a freaking nun, a ghost of a nun. Maybe it's just Tammy's trauma from going to private school when she was
young. Yeah, fair.
But mainly, a lot of the workers there have claimed, this is really, really interesting, that they have seen and heard the spirits of those children who perished in that orphanage during that hurricane. So it's the same story. Opening crew, closing crew would hear what sounds like children playing hide and go seek. And they it would hear little patters of feet, and especially at night. Like, one worker even claimed, as I read here in one of the experiences, he really thought that a child was locked here, and he went all over the Walmart trying to look for this child, but they were not found. Yeah, so many times people have seen the balls in the toy section kind of like float up, like they're levitating. They're bouncing by themselves. Toys that have that are supposed to have
No.
I really want to bring you to one of the Walmarts here to see you.
Yeah.
The toy aisle.
Yeah, I'm happy to, but just like, ugh. No levitating anything. Yes. Thanks.
That's the craziest part. And then the toys will go off. Like, that's the thing. One worker even claimed that there was a toy. It was like a board game toy, and it just went off by itself. He thought, oh, let me turn it off. It's acting really, it's like really annoying. Like, this is too loud. Yeah. And I'm trying to close and get home. And he notices there's no batteries in the toy, and it's still going off, which is really crazy. Well, but the
there are people who use that Simon game, right? Like, that's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
The Simon game that people use in paranormal investigation. Is that?
As we mentioned in our interview with Tim Roddy, you know, the biggest thing that I learned about the REM pod is that the device in the REM pod is the same device used in the Simon Says. So it's funny because I've heard people use the Simon Says as a Ouija board. And yeah, it's really crazy. They won't touch a Ouija board, but for some reason they'll touch a Simon Says. I'm like, what difference?
Right.
And made yourself
lights up. Yeah,
I know. And it's lighting up, which is really, really fascinating to learn more about, like, electronics and the paranormal.
Totally.
But, the biggest story here, the biggest accounts were the FEMA workers. So apparently, I think it was early 2000s. There's also conspiracy with FEMA and Walmart. Supposedly all the Walmarts in the US work with FEMA to build these tunnels, these underground tunnels, in case we're ever in a martial law. And apparently, like, the conspiracy goes deeper, where a Walmart would be a really good place to navigate people towards Americans during martial law so we can eliminate them. This is just what I found in a rabbit hole. I'm like, what? But FEMA workers were based out of here during a terrible storm. So they were camped out at this particular Walmart in Galveston for a week. And the workers had no idea about the hauntings, the account, the historical accounts of what happened there on that land. And many of them really thought that there were children locked in this Walmart, that there were children that were playing a game on them, because whenever they would try to go to sleep at night, they would hear children running around the store.
Oh. So
ended up, you know, dividing into groups, and they did a walkthrough to comb throughout the entire Walmart to figure out if there were kids playing a joke on them, had snuck into this Walmart, maybe needed help, and they could not find any children. Right. But they swore.
Well, and, like, if there was a real child missing, you would think that, like, the police would be called and there would be reports and there would be an investigation and the Walmart would be on lockdown. So for them to just be, like, hearing it, but there's, like, no.
Yeah.
No other things that are happening is so creepy.
Yeah, it really is. And especially when it comes to officials like that, like, it's really, really interesting because, I mean, they're just there to just, you know, witness report, and then they hear someone in trouble, or they think, oh, someone needs help, or who is here that may need assistance. Like, I'm sure they're like, well, let's go find them. If it's kids,
why would they jump to? Yeah.
How did they get into this Walmart? Because it was all locked. That was the thing. So there is one account of one FEMA worker who claimed up and down that he saw a little boy in one of the aisles, and he swore that he saw this child. So that's pretty much one of the main accounts that came from, I think it's a book called Haunted Galveston, and the Haunted Walmart is definitely one of the major chapters in here with the FEMA worker accounts. Yeah, which is really, really interesting. But Walmarts are also a very unusual enigma too, because I've been recently reading reports about how people have been finding more bodies in the parking lots of these Walmarts too. Consider that they're allowing people to stay there. People do live in a Walmart parking lot, but they're noticing too that people are purposely dying in these lots, which is really, really depressing and terrible to even think about. But
yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah, I mean, the things that a Walmart can draw.
Yeah, truly.
Energy that it could draw.
But I mean, again, if you think about it, like, there are very few places that you can exist in public without being harassed by the cops or security guards, or just like there's very few places that exist in our society where you can just not be bothered unless you're, like, there to purchase something.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, like, oh, if this parking lot is, like, a safe haven, or if they're not being bothered too much, yeah, a lot of people are going to gravitate to that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, I still gravitate to a Walmart if I really need a good deal, if I need just, you know, the basic snacks, hauntings, Ouija boards, you name it. They might as well have it. I always wonder, too, if there's someone that goes into this toy section and opens up a Ouija board game and just goes ham on it purposely.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. In theory, yeah. Like, doesn't close it or something, yeah.
You know, can people stop opening portals in a Walmart? But then again, a Walmart could be its own portal.
It's definitely a hellmouth for sure.
It really is. Well, guys, that is all of our stories of haunted Walmarts. And Ralphs, let me and Bryce know if you have ever encountered a haunting in any one of these locations, and or if you have a haunted Walmart in your neck of the woods, of course. Yes.
Did you have a road trip?
I know. We need to do a road trip to the La Crescenta Ralphs. I really am interested in going there to figure out what people have been experiencing there, because that legit, like, legit has a lot of history right there. That land has a lot of history. So I'm really interested in finding that out and maybe getting, like, a croissant or a donut in their bakery section.
Yeah
maybe.
That's how you get a little tree, you do a little work, that's how it works.
Perfect. You can summon some spirits, summon them with some treats. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we hope that you have a wonderful, happy Halloween. We're working on bringing on a guest on our show for a Halloween treat. We also hope you are doing well with your outfits and your costumes. What are you going to be for Halloween, yes. Bryce?
I have like a backup one, basically.
What?
Well, I just got one that's like a simple, like if nothing else works out, then at least they have that. I'm just traveling so much that I don't really have time to like put together a good one.
Oh, wow.
So I just have like it's like a hoodie with like a unicorn hat, like a unicorn head as its like hood.
Yeah.
So I'll just do that if I can't get anything else put together. It's just, again, it's so busy. So I just haven't really like done a ton of like planning yet. So we'll see.
I know.
It's
like,
weird. Halloween's on a Tuesday this year. So it's like, ugh.
I know. I decided to take the day off for Halloween from my work because last year, like after we moved, I didn't realize how big our neighborhood was with Halloween.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Huge.
Yeah.
Like my friends are like, we don't know what to do. I'm like, come over my house. They're like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you do not understand. Like it is a show here. So there's a neighborhood across the street where some of the streets have themes. And one street was like underwater or under the sea. Like some like person who probably works in film somehow got a hold of a 50-foot squid, like an inflatable squid, and
oh my god,
propped it up like upon three minivans in their front yard. And I'm just like, where am I? Some of my neighbors, if you follow us on Instagram, they go all out. Like two of our neighbors have separate storage facilities where they just keep their Halloween decorations. It's unbelievable.
Damn.
I know Burbank, there's a lot of little neighborhoods around Los Angeles. Like Burbank's pretty good. Toluca Lake is another place because a lot of these people work in the industry. So you know that they go all out and stuff. Yeah. But the comfortable backup for the costumes, always in my drawers.
Just in case. Like if it doesn't work out. I felt bad. We had one trick-or-treater last year and I was like, why are you here? Like go to a rich neighborhood. Like what are you doing? I don't have anything. Like, get out. I felt so bad. She was so sweet. I was like, I'm so sorry, honey. Like, we don't have anything. Like, no. I literally don't. I know. I felt terrible.
We had a bowl of candy and I barely had any because they were all going to the next neighborhood. I was like, damn it. I just need one. One. That's all I need.
That's hilarious.
On the street with my little like onesie, like throwing candy. I'm like, here, just take
hilarious.
It. But yeah, I have a onesie, my ghost onesie that I wore last year that I was like, I am so tired that I can't even like really fully enjoy this day. So
yeah, truly.
My wine in a tumbler.
That's always a good call.
That's all I'm going to do. No, but I'm taking Tuesday off just so I don't leave my neighborhood because it was a pain to get in last year. It was a pain in the
Oh, my God, I bet.
Yeah, to drive in. I was like, I don't want to hit a ghost or a cow or an alien.
Oof.
I know, girl.
Chaos.
I hope that all of you guys are going to have a safe and positive Halloween. Yes. Love to see your costumes, too. But let's bring everything to a close, shall we, officially?
Yeah.
If you love Holly Weird Paranormal, guys, please be sure to drop us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Write a review. Give us 5 stars. It really helps us indie podcasters out a lot.
Really? Yes.
And if you have any stories for our upcoming Listener's Tales episodes, because we love to cover stories, please send them over to hollyweirdparanormal@gmail.com along with your personal tales of your haunted Walmarts or Ralphs. We love to hear those. And if you want to stalk us a little more, head on over to hollyweirdparanormal.com, view our website, read our bios, listen to past episodes, and also shop our merch store. You can also sign
on to be
a Patreon member. Yeah, it is really adorable, all the merch. And I know that my husband and I are trying to work on some more design, guys. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely update the shop pretty soon. And speaking of Patreon, you can be a Patreon member for as little as $1 or more per month or however many months you want. Please forward us your address when you signed up so we can send you the Holly Weird goodies. Yes, you get goodies when you signed up. You get pins, stickers, and magnets, and even Halloween little erasers are so adorable. Ew. And a big shout out to our friends Jessica Natpick and Johnny L. Tenney of What's Up Weirdo Podcast. They just became new Patreon members, so thank you guys for your support. You'll also be given access to our secret podcast of Saturday Night Ghost Club, where we collect ghost stories from our friends and our neighbors, and we put them in this nice, delicious little episode in this little secret podcast for you, and other videos that we have done in the past. And yes. Also, guys, please feel free to stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and the former Twitter, now X, at Hollyweird Paranormal. And if you want to follow me and my haunted ghost stories around Los Angeles and my tours, you can follow me at Haunted LA Girl on TikTok as well.
Yes. Yes. Good. I love it.
I know. Bryce, what other projects are you doing that you want to plug in?
So I'll have a break coming up. Thank God. Well, thank God. Yeah. So I'm kind of, we are wrapping this final one up and then kind of being gearing up for the new season in the new year. But yes, this one's been lovely and super exciting and very fun and crazy. Like, this whole year has been like a weird culmination of like shows that we've known about for a very long time, and now we're finally doing them. So that's been really cool to see.
I know. Bryce, where can people find your theater group?
Firefly Theater Group on all socials and in my stories. I think it's still always the link in my bio too, so I'm too lazy to change my social. Come on.
We're lazy to get out of bed, lazy to change our clothes.
Truly. Oh God, truly.
I found it lazy just to wash my hair, do my makeup, do anything. Girl, I know, geez, just... I know. So being a functioning adult. Yes, I'm adult at this point.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Always remember to stay Holly Weird. Have a safe and wonderful Halloween. And always take care of yourselves and each other. Bryce, do you have anything else you want to say?
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.